USA News, I'm Lance Pry. With the 2024 presidential election starting to take shape, with a plethora of GOP candidates, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis take the lead on the GOP side. Some Democrats are also going after President Biden's seat. RFK Jr. on Fox News last night says many Americans believe election fraud is a problem that Democrats must take the lead on.
There's so many Americans who feel like this whole system, the economic system and the political system, are rigged against them, but also that elections are actually rigged. And I think it's really important that the Democratic Party make itself a template for democracy.
An international coalition will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets as Russia's war on Ukraine rages on. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters that training will be a significant undertaking. He said the Netherlands and Denmark will lead the training in Europe in the coming weeks. The Biden administration last week shifted its position to allow European allies to supply Kyiv with advanced fighter jets. Indiana medical officials say the doctor who provided an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio violated state and federal patient privacy laws. The Indiana Medical Licensing Board on Thursday found that Dr. Caitlin Bernard violated privacy laws when she spoke publicly about providing abortion care for the girl last summer. The doctor will be fined $3,000, receive a letter of reprimand, but will still be allowed to continue practicing medicine. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. Hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th. USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Republicans and Democrats continue to debate the debt ceiling and avoid a default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has announced he will remain in Washington to get a deal done. President Biden and the First Lady are leaving Washington this evening for a holiday.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus on Thursday urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They demanded additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Yellen to show the math on her estimate that the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. I'm Skip Kelly.
Two human rights groups today slammed the severe restrictions imposed on women and girls by the Taliban in Afghanistan as gender-based persecution. Amnesty International and the International Commission of Jurists call the Taliban order a crime against humanity. They say the Taliban crackdown on Afghan women's rights, coupled with imprisonment, enforced disappearance, torture, and other ill treatments, could constitute gender persecution under the International Criminal Court. Two members of the Oath Keepers who participated in January 6 will be sentenced today, a day after the group's founder received an 18-year prison term for seditious conspiracy and other charges. Stuart Rhodes was hit with the longest prison sentence so far in more than 1,000 criminal cases pushed by the Department of Justice. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.